Hey, it's a beautiful day. A little windy out there, but we're in week 9. This is the 9th week of quarantine. It should be over pretty soon. If you're in Connecticut, it's over tomorrow. You open up tomorrow. If you're in New Jersey, you probably got a week or two. If you're in New York, who knows what these screwballs, this Cuomo and de Blasio, they don't know what they're doing. Maybe they do. Maybe it's all part of their plot to keep you locked down, keep total control of you, have you sit there and watch their briefings every day. Although the Cuomo briefings are losing their steam. People are losing interest. They've heard every story about his Corvette, his meatballs, his mother, his daughter's boyfriend. They've had enough. I notice even he's not trying to do that much anymore. So, Joe Bartlett, we thank the president for taking hydroxychloroquine. This gives us something to talk about today. This is great stuff.
You worried about him?
No. You know, this is a good example. You know, everybody says fake news when they go, give me an example of fake news. Here is the perfect example. Hydroxychloroquine has been used for 40 years. About 30 million people have taken hydroxychloroquine for 40 years. So if you watch these idiots, I'm watching this moron Robert Moses, Channel 5. These typical. I mean, there's a million of these idiots. Hydroxychloroquine, an unproven drug.
Well, unproven around for coronavirus. I mean, well.
Well, that's not true because you've how many months is this now? 2 months, 3 months? You've got every major doctor in New York using it. You've got, and this is not hard to do. Just call a bunch of the top doctors and ask them about hydroxychloroquine. And here's what you hear. They're taking it themselves. They're using it on all their patients. Success rate. You know, there's a couple of case studies, one from France. I think it was 6,600. That's 6,600 doctors, but it was one of 1,000 patients, 93% success rate. The only problem, and it's like any medication, some people, it just doesn't work for whatever reason. You know, like, you know when everybody has that same thing that's going around, that same infection or a sinus infection, and everybody goes to the doctor, and then you ask everybody, what'd your doctor give you? And it's never quite the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So, like, a lot of doctors will give you hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak. Some are using hydroxychloroquine, and there's two other drugs they mix in, which I can't remember the names. And then some throw in a little Crestor, but they're all using it. Everybody's been using it. It has a pretty good success rate. There are two studies out that show it doesn't work, and those two studies are totally rigged. Now, the one thing doctors will tell you, hydroxychloroquine is extremely effective if you get it early. If somebody comes in early, you give it to them, and it doesn't cure anything. It just brings the symptoms down dramatically. And a lot of the top doctors have been telling me when they get a patient and it looks like coronavirus and they start, they take the swab for the test, they don't even wait for the test results. They put them on hydroxychloroquine right away because the quicker you start this, the better chance it has. So in those two studies, one was the Veterans Department, another study, what they did was they took extremely old patients who were an inch from death and tried it on them. So, of course, it didn't work. It never works. Although I know one guy who was an inch from death. He's an older guy, and they had told him, he was in Florida, they couldn't get hydroxychloroquine, and he was about to die. They had him fill out his will and everything, but somebody got him the hydroxychloroquine, sent it down there, and it cured him. He was better 6 hours later, and he wasn't totally better, but he was nowhere near death, and he recovered, and he's doing fine now. So it really does work. The only thing is taking it as a preventative. There's not a lot of data on whether that works. It can't hurt you. There's no chance of side effects on hydroxychloroquine if you're only taking a 2-week dosage. When you hear about these side effects.
We got a nice high-profile test case going on then.
Yeah. When they talk about side effects, you got to take it. There are people, and I can't remember exactly why medically, that have to take it for years. And when you take it for years, some people do get side effects. And there are some reports of side effects after 6 months or something. But if you got it for coronavirus, it's usually a 6-day dosage. So there's no chance of any side effects. And again, it's been used for 40 years. And I'm saying 30 million. It's probably now 50 million that have taken it. Nobody's had a problem with it. You see Joe Scarborough this morning, the president will die, everybody will die. Let me just give you an actual statistic. More people have died in Joe Scarborough's office than in any hydroxychloroquine trial. and that's a fact. So, remember, he had his intern or whoever, that woman, that assistant, dead in his office. It was the panhandle of Florida where it got cleared up. Case got cleared very fast down there. We don't know what happened. But so hydroxychloroquine is fine. Neil Cavuto, again, this it reveals everything about everybody. It broke during Neil Cavuto's show. Now, I like Neil Cavuto. He's a great guy, but he's the biggest Trump hater on earth. So he played the clip where the president says, well, doctors are telling me it's great. What have I got to lose? And Cavuto comes in and says, your life. You could lose your life. Well, apparently, again, it shows you bad reporting. Apparently, Cavuto has not talked to doctors about this. Nobody's losing their life. It's impossible. You can't lose your life if you take it for 2 weeks. If you took it for a couple of years, it's possible you get side effects. And that death is not one of the side effects. There's retinal damage. Oh, now, let me just put a big asterisk on all of this. You can't take it if you have any heart problems. That's another thing. That's the only thing that needs to be made clear. You can't take this on your own. Only your doctor can give it to you because he knows your medical history. And usually they'll give you an EKG first. They'll just check your heart one more time. Also, another big thing, they got to know what monthly medications you take because you can't mix it with certain things. If you take, you know, a lot of people take monthly stuff. So that's the only thing. You can't just start taking it yourself. A doctor has to check out your heart and your medications before he knows if it's okay for you to take it. But here's President Trump about why he took it. Oh, wait a minute.
I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it.
Yeah. So how hard is it to just call some great doctors and ask them about it? Is that so tough?
I don't think there's a clear answer. I know it's effective in a lot of cases, but I don't think there's any uniformity in the medical community about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine.
Well, I got to be honest. I've only called New York doctors, and I've talked to a bunch of them. They're all using it. They're all giving it to patients. They're using it in the hospitals. The doctors themselves are taking it. So there's pretty much uniformity here. I noticed that French study, 6,600 doctors were using it in France, having great results with it. So it's pretty uniform. But again, you know, you could say it's dangerous. You know, some people can't take aspirin. It's dangerous. It'll kill them. But that doesn't mean nobody should take aspirin. You know, when you go to the doctor and they ask you to fill out the forms, are you allergic to any medications? Well, some yeah. people can't take penicillin. Some people can't take. So it's the same thing with hydroxychloroquine. But for most people, it's pretty safe. But again, you cannot take it on your own. If you got any heart things or other medications, it could be bad for you. So it's got to be done through a doctor, but it's perfectly fine. Every doctor is using it everywhere. Although I don't know, they're not sure that it really could prevent. The only reason to take it as a preventative is, again, if you get it early. So let's say you got coronavirus and you don't know, it's brewing in your system. If you got the hydroxychloroquine in there, it'll dramatically bring down the symptoms. Speaking of medical issues, did you see Joe Biden yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he made a breakthrough. Apparently this basement Joe, the basement, they realized it was becoming just a big joke, him in the basement. Did you see they moved him up to the first floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got him somehow they got him up. They must have had a bunch of guys come over and carry the wheelchair up. This is like FDR, they're hiding the wheelchair. So they carried him up to the first floor. It looks like the living room or something because he's in front of a window. So you can see trees behind him outside through the, it's actually through a window, but it makes it look like maybe he went out, maybe he left his house. And of course, that's not true. He's not going to leave his house, but I don't think he does. You think he even takes a walk? I don't think so.
No.
And I think the one reason they moved him up to the first floor, just so it looks like he's making some progress. This way he's on the first floor. He's not in the basement. And maybe a doctor said, you know, he needs a little sunlight. So this way somebody can roll him out in the sun every day for a little while. And it's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, did you ever think, so there's a meme going around. When the primary started with the Democrats, there were 30 candidates originally. Remember all the candidates? Remember the first debate? It was like 25 candidates?
Yeah.
This is the cream of the crop? This is the guy? This is the guy that beat everybody. Yeah. If you're Pete Buttigieg, you must be saying, hey, I went to Afghanistan to get a fake credential there for 6 weeks. this guy in the wheelchair beat me. I mean, this is ridiculous. So now let me clear up something about Bill Barr. And this was pretty interesting. Bill Barr yesterday came out and said he doesn't see criminal indictments for Obama or Biden. Did you watch the evening news last night? This guy was the biggest hero to Lester Holt, all the fake news. They were just cheering on Bill Barr as the greatest American. If you watched them 1 week ago, they wanted him impeached. He should be removed from office. He's the most crooked, the corrupt attorney general. He's corrupted the Justice Department. It's pretty easy to play these people, isn't it? Now you know why.
He only said Obama and Biden. He didn't mention Clapper, Comey, Brennan, those guys.
Yeah, and actually, if you listen to it, what he actually said was it was incredible abuse of power. But as far as actual criminal charges, he doesn't see it on Obama or Biden, but he sees it on the others. So if you were Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Clapper, you might want to remain silent and don't leave the country if you're Brennan or Clapper. Here's a bar.
Not every abuse of power, no matter how outrageous, is necessarily a federal crime. Now, as to President Obama and Vice President Biden, whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
Ah.
See, they leave that part out.
Yeah, they leave that part out. The others are under criminal investigation. And Barr made it clear that what is even an outrageous abuse of power isn't technically a federal crime because there's no. And remember, he says at this point, because all they know is there were meetings where it was discussed in front of Obama and Biden. Now, if other stuff comes out, if they find other evidence, that could change everything. All we know is they discussed it in front of these two guys. So the assumption is these two guys didn't know anything about it until it was discussed in front of them. Now, it could turn out there were other meetings earlier where these two guys told these guys to go do it. So that would be different. But you're right. The one part they leave out of this is Barr said the others are facing criminal indictment. There is criminal investigation, and there is likely criminal indictment coming. So it's pretty interesting. But we got more important stuff. Forget about the politics. Forget about that. When are we opening? Tomorrow. You see, he's laughing because he's in South Carolina. You've been open for a week and a half, right? 2 weeks?
At least 2 weeks, yeah. It's like normal here, I got to tell you.
It's normal. You can go to a restaurant. You can go to a store. Connecticut opens tomorrow. Restaurants open. You can only eat outside, but restaurants open. Stores open. You can go into stores. The malls will be, everything will be open tomorrow. Now, the only thing is the hairdressers were supposed to open tomorrow. That's been delayed. They're looking at June 1st. One reason for the delay, they want to make some changes in all the salons. They want to space the chairs out. They want to put plexiglass shields in between each station, that kind of stuff. And so they weren't ready to go on the hairdresser. So that's delayed until June 1st. When is that? That's 11 days. So that's not so bad. But you'll be able to, this weekend, you'll be able to go to a restaurant in Connecticut. I got to eat outside. But in many Connecticut restaurants, beautiful. You go to the Crab Shell. In fact, I've heard they're going to have bands on Saturday and Sunday night. How's that?
Wow.
Prime Outdoors, La Scala Outdoors, Tony's at Jay House, big outdoor garden. What else is in Connecticut? Westport, you got the Pearl, you can eat outside there. Darien, you got all those restaurants, which all have those big outdoor spaces in the back. Stanford, and I'd be a little careful in Stanford. You see the numbers in Stanford? They got 3,000 cases in Stanford. I noticed the other towns in Connecticut have leveled off. The numbers aren't increasing. But Stanford's okay. Harbor Point, you got Mexico. Now, here's the thing. Mexico, there's an interesting restaurant. Big outdoor space, but also they have a beautiful outdoor rooftop with tables. But they haven't made that clear. Are you allowed to use the rooftop?
Yeah, it's outside, isn't it?
Well, you'd have to go in the restaurant to get there. I guess if you took a ladder and went up the three floors of the building, like a fireman. I don't know. I got to look into that, see if you can use it. Now, here's the other thing. I don't think bathrooms will be open in any of these restaurants. And even if they are, don't use them. Because this is the one thing, I've talked to all these medical experts. A bathroom is a dangerous place, a public bathroom. They found even in the hospitals, when they test for the virus, they find more of it in the bathrooms than in the examining rooms and all of that. Because apparently in the bathroom, fluids are coming out of you every which way. And
thanks for that, Mark. Yeah.
Well, it's in those fluids. And apparently when they test a public bathroom, you're going to find, just stay out of any bathroom. That's the only thing. So that's another reason not to open the bars. You can't. Anyway, we'll get into this in more detail, what you can do, what you can't do when you go out. But Kinetic tomorrow. This will. Now, what did you say about New Jersey? They're going to start reopening some stuff?
Next week, they think they're going to be able to do outside dining.
Okay, so now you remember there was a commission of the three governors. They were going to work very closely together and coordinate this. The two other governors realized in the first 2 days that Cuomo is nuts, completely nuts, and they left his commission. Connecticut's opening tomorrow, New Jersey next week. They want nothing to do with Cuomo and his lockdown until New Year's Eve, he'll let you out. So we'll see. Hey, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. Watch. This is one of George Carlin's greatest moments. It's him on viruses and germs and why you don't need to worry. It's great. Also, did you see Bill de Blasio on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday?
No, I did not.
You got to watch this. He went on the Sunday show thinking, I'll make my case. I'll show what a great show. Well, she just tore into him with statistics and facts and figures about how much he screwed up the city. Watch him try to duck these shots she's taking. It's a great exchange. Oh, and also, you know, Joe Biden has a history of being the biggest liar on earth. Watch this. This is from a million years ago. These are NBC, ABC news reports on Joe Biden getting caught in these huge lies from years ago. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, let's take some calls. It says go around the country and see how everybody's doing. Let's go to Fran. I said that was Mississippi. It's Massapequa. Well, that's like another country. Fran, how you doing? You got a lot of cases out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living in Mississippi.
Hey, you know, the good thing is Louisiana and Mississippi are opening their casinos next week. Things are getting better there. So how are you doing?
We're doing good. I'm actually in the 20% club. I'm 55 years old. I had a massive heart attack and double cardiac arrest 9 months ago.
Oh.
I got a clean bill of health. I'm a walking miracle. I had less than a 10% chance to make it. But, you know, I think that you're going to have to open up the economy. And meatball, we got two morons running the state. It's just the state and the city. I don't know who's a bigger moron, but Cuomo's nickname should be Meatball. And I was talking to my dad. We want to know where his mother lives because he gave that whole thing. My mother's not expandable. And I love the Cuomo killed my mother signs going up all over. Where does his mother live, I wonder?
His mother lives in Manhattan. I love her. She's a great woman, Matilda Cuomo. And mother and father, great people. Thanks for calling. You asked the question, who's dumber, de Blasio or Cuomo? Cuomo's a pretty smart guy. I think, who's dumber, blank and de Blasio? I think de Blasio wins every time on that one. Let's go to, Joe in Fairfield, Connecticut. Hey, Joe. Joe, are you there? Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I like to talk about, the marvelous drug. First of all, I have a background in that, pharmacy, and I teach chemistry, biochemistry. Quinine, it was derived from quinine. Quinine's been around since...
Well, don't go through the whole history. It works well, doesn't it?
It works fantastic. I have a friend of mine who's a doctor in the Bronx, actually helped and cured 30 of his patients when he finally got the approval to use it from Cuomo. But going back to quinine, it's the history of quinine.
We don't need the history of quinine. That's one thing I'm trying to avoid. The hydroxychloroquine works. It's great stuff. By the way, this has just been put out by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. You always hear these Democrats going on and on, but listen to the experts. Listen to the data. Well, here's the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, massive organization. They just put out a statement. Hydroxychloroquine has a 90% chance of helping COVID-19 patients. They've seen that. in all of their work. 90% success rate. Let's go to Richie in Staten Island. Hey, Richie.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good. We didn't wake you, did we?
I don't know if you talked about this last week, but Obama had another great loss in California because he supported this Christy Smith.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a very good point. Election. Yeah. Richie, thanks. Thanks for calling. That's a very good point. Joe Bartlett, do you know about that statistic? Every single candidate that Obama has ever campaigned for, endorsed, or supported, every candidate he campaigns for loses. That's been going on for years. For years. I think about 8 years. Anybody he's gone to campaign for or supported has always lost. That's an amazing statistic that everybody better keep in mind. Let's go to Jerry in Philadelphia. Hey, Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
Well,
Mark, yes.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. Mark, like a lot of people, I'm reading about the Great Depression and how the government and FDR.
Well, that's a good way to keep cheerful during all of this.
No, but let me ask you a question. The WPA hired 8 million people to build, you know, millions of things in this country. Do you think in this current climate it could be reinstituted? Because it might be an option for infrastructure and jobs.
Well, that's a good point, Jerry. Thanks for calling. The Roosevelt, FDR, the WPA put everybody back to work. Now, a lot of people point to that moment as when all of this overblown government spending and out of control government stuff started under Roosevelt. So it's might not be a good situation, as they used to say, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't get it back in. Now, the only problem is that was in the 30s. When infrastructure spending was probably semi-legitimate. Today, it's not. You got to be really careful with infrastructure because we overpay by about 10,000% on every project. The $20 billion terminal at Kennedy or at LaGuardia, that new terminal, it's really $900 million. So you just threw away an extra $19 billion for no reason. The bridge that's $15 billion is really only $1 billion. So we just throw away money like crazy on infrastructure. You know, when you go to Europe and the roads are so beautiful, the airports are state of the art, everything is so much better. That's because it's the one thing they don't screw around with. They don't cheat on the infrastructure. They spend the money wisely. You know, they just built a new airport in France, state of the art airport, entire airport, $5 billion, the whole airport. LaGuardia, that new terminal, it just looks like an ugly box, $20 billion. Who could look at that and think that cost $20 billion? The Bellagio was only $1 billion. It's just a total, I mean, complete waste of money on infrastructure. Hey, when we come back, Rhonda Shear will be with us. She's in Florida. They've opened up. We'll see what's going on there, what it's like to be let out, to finally get out of house arrest. We'll talk to her in a moment on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Mark. Mayor de Blasio says this summer is going to be the biggest challenge the city's school system has ever faced. He says nearly 178,000 students will need summer learning, and he says it will propel the school system into the new year. With beaches in the city closed for the Memorial Day weekend, Long Island is taking action to restrict access to their beaches. Nassau County limiting capacity to 50%. They don't want a lot of city people coming out using their beaches. Suffolk County says its beaches are for residents only. Connecticut begins reopening tomorrow. Barbershops and salons not going to open as originally planned. The governor giving them until June 1st to renovate the shops to support social distancing. And President Trump says he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine. Despite possible side effects, the White House says the potential benefits outweigh the risks. The next update at 11, breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 tomorrow. I'm Joe Bartlett on 710 WOR.
Here's your WOR Weather Channel forecast. Mix of clouds and sunshine today, although clouds will increase through the afternoon, mid-60s. Cloudy overnight near 50. Below average temperatures again tomorrow. Early clouds, afternoon sun, mid-60s. Sunny and upper 60s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone.
Well, Rhonda Shear, of course, TV star, fashion king. You can go to rhondashear.com, see her great lineup of things. And if you haven't read her book, it is a great book, Up All Night. It's a big bestseller, and it's always great to have her with us. Rhonda Shear, how you doing?
Thank you. Hi, Mark. Yes, well, see, Florida, we're so progressive down here.
Is it open?
It is open. I mean, you know, it's supposedly carefully open, but I have to tell you, all of my friends are hitting the hair salon. I mean, they're doing it carefully. Like, a hair salon can only have, like 8 people, including, like, you know, the hairdresser and the clients. But people are doing, my friends are all running out for Botox and fillers, and my dentist just called me today. It's time for my teeth cleaning, and I need to get back there. So, I mean, I know everybody's, like, hazmat and suited up, which is good. I mean, but I do think you can only keep people down for so long. So, you know, our beaches, they did close, like, Naples, I think it opened, and it was, like, so crowded that they closed it back down last week. So they have to do it carefully. But it is a nice feeling to be able. Like, I had friends over this past weekend, and we have a pool. And
How many friends did you have over?
No, just two. Two of my closest friends.
Yeah.
No. We were very careful, and we're all in the same age group, and we stayed our distance. But we went swimming, and even in the pool, we kept our distance. But it was so nice.
Okay, but to get in the pool, don't you touch, like, the ladder to get in, or the chairs, or you touch something?
Don't have ladders anymore.
So you have steps you walk down.
And besides that, if they were touching the ladder, which they don't have, but if they did touch that, I mean, again, you're in the water, you're in the open space. It's supposedly the viral load. Like, so supposedly, if you're outside, it disperses a bit more, even though it does travel through the air. So it's like, you know, unless someone's meat is in your face, or you're touching something and then you immediately, you know, shove your finger up your nose. I mean, I think, we're still careful. I'm still getting all my Lysol. It's a little easier to get Lysol on Amazon now than it was a few days ago.
Yeah.
So, some of the things that are changing, though, are, like, I was reading about, like, the fake meats, you know, all these, I can't do them, but, you know, they have all these impossible meats and things that, you know, all of the fast food places have taken to as well. So they're, like, really revving up. But, I mean, I'm sorry, like, we packed our freezer. I mean, you can still get meat here. I don't know how it is there, but there's no shortage so far. But some of the things that are changing are kind of weird. We have been binge watching Schitt's Creek, which is hysterical. If you've not seen it, you've got to see it with Eugene Levy and Dan Levy. Hysterical. It's a great binge watching for the moment. But here, so Van and I are staying safe. We're still, you know, I'm Skyping into HSN. You know, I go on Home Shopping Network, and I just was on for, like, you know, 10 hours within a 24-hour period. They're still Skyping. They don't have plans to open. They're open in the studio to a skeleton crew. Like, you know, they have the host and the camera people, but very small crew. But the guests, like myself, or the vendors, like myself, are Skyping in. And I have to tell you, this is really weird. My numbers are way up. We're beating our numbers than before the pandemic.
Well, because more people are watching, because more people are home. They can't go out.
Yeah, there's more eyes on everything. There's new eyes. So I started doing my own little Facebook show on Saturdays, which I'm having a blast with. Like, I'm having, mayors on, I'm having musicians on, and comics on. It's just fun. And
Everybody on television Skypes from home, all the guests. And I noticed most of them, 90%, you got to figure out what angle you want. What do you want in the background? Most people
I know all that stuff.
Most people put a bookcase in the background. I guess they think, I'll look smart. I'll have books in the background. What is in your background?
That's only on Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so on my background, so I've settled on, like, this really cool room that I have, which is it's just a really cool room with, like, murals in the background of Florida, which are literally, that were painted onto the wall, just so I can set up my, because I set up my rack of clothing and samples, and I show my samples.
Oh, yeah.
But before, the first time we Skyped, I literally Skyped from all over the house. I Skyped from the pool, not from the pool, but from, like, outside with the pool in the background. I Skyped from, like, my living room with all this stuff in the back. It was so cool. Like, everybody goes, you need to keep doing that. Like, it makes it so personal that HSN is going to continue doing this. Like, even if we're open at Christmas, they're going to do some shows from people's homes because everyone loves it. They love the feeling of being, you know, more personal. So, yeah, I know, like, I've watched the news shows. They do. They sit up with, like, what is that with books behind them? I could do that. We have, like, a pool table room. I've made my library, but I wouldn't want to give anybody, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to think that I actually read those books. I mean, I have, like, really all the classics. I'm setting up from my closet. That would be more fun with all the clothes and the shoes in the background. So, you know, because I do like to keep it light. So you'll like this. My FaceTime show on Saturday night at 9 p.m. is social distancing hour with Rhonda Shear, and everyone has to drink whatever they're drinking. It could be, you know, it could be water, coffee, whatever. But if you're drinking, like usually I have a little champagne when I say hair, because everybody's like complaining about their hair either being long or their roots showing. I had mine done, by the way. I had my roots done. I haven't done my nails yet, but all the salons are slowly opening.
Wait, how do you do get your nails done? Because don't they stick those instruments into your skin, and who knows if they're clean or not?
It's, you can't get it that way. You can only get it by, you know, by people breathing on you, and you can't even get it by food. Look at all the all of our restaurants are packed. Now, when I say packed, supposedly they're social distancing, but, you know, we have a lot of outdoor restaurants here, and then they're actually closing off streets to make more room to sit outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. But, you know, and they have the 6 feet or the 10 feet space between them. But I have to say, the second they said restaurants were open, everyone crowded into them. So, I mean, you go into our downtown area, and unless you really look closely, I mean, you will see people with masks outside. Not everybody's wearing masks. The servers, I believe, have to wear masks. I like the mask. I think that it's when you're outside, I think it's a, at least in public, I just think it's unselfish, you know, because
yeah.
You know, no one knows who's carrying what. But you see,
no,
you're totally living in the New York mode. Like, you haven't opened up at all, so you're
I know.
There.
Well, you got a better governor than we. But Rhonda Shear, you are a fashion genius. You run a fashion empire. What is the best way for people to pick the right mask for them?
You know what? I was doing them on Amazon.com, but we're actually starting to do them. So on RhondaShear.com, you can go to us. So we've done some really fun ones, and you can open it up and then put a filter in. You can actually use a paper towel as a filter, as long as you can't breathe through it and make any wind. You know, if you blow on it, you don't want the flame to flicker. But, you know, I have been, you know, before this, I've been going to Amazon. I'm not sure if I love the ones that I've been getting, but it's the best you can do because you can't get the N95. So the whole thing is to put some sort of filter in it, and the best way to do that is, again, like just you put in literally a paper towel from your kitchen, and just fold it enough times that it doesn't, that you can breathe through it. But you can get some fashion ones with me. We're opening a consignment store too. My husband and I. It's a little project that we're taking on right now. So lots of fun. I'm actually doing. This is weird. I'm doing more right now than I think before the pandemic, safely and from home, and a lot of things online. Of course, it's about being safe, of course.
Well, you can watch Rhonda Shear on the Home Shopping Network. Watch her on her Facebook, and go to RhondaShear.com. Just to get people, though, up here, because we're going to be let out of house arrest in a couple weeks or a week or two. Just give them advice.
The restaurants first. Wear the masks. I know, my first cousin lives here. We speak like every 10 minutes. She's, very, very fearful of no mask. Like, that really freaks her out because you are a denser population. We can spread out more here. Like, we were spread out in my backyard by many, many feet, you know, with my two friends over. But I do think masks are very, very important. That's my feeling. I think it's proper and it's unselfish, and we should do that because we don't know at this point. At any time, if I had some
hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, I would take it in a minute because my doctor from L.A., Dr. Daniel Wallace, the number one lupus doctor, he literally wrote the book on lupus, was on Fox and said it's so safe and it could be a great prophylactic. So I know I'm not making medical claims, obviously, but I'm just saying that.
Well, every doctor tells you that. All doctors said it. But
I know, so they're so anti-Trump, though. I mean, everybody's so, like, just because he said it. I mean, come on. It would be horrible not to take a drug that could help. But, yes, like you said, not in the late stages, early on.
Yeah.
Perhaps prophylactically.
He should have, in the beginning, said, I don't want anybody taking hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
That way the media would be ordering every doctor to use it.
And it's cheap. The other stuff is not. But anyway,
let me just point out, when you hear guys like Fauci say, I don't like this hydroxychloroquine,
ooh,
it already exists, and it's 6 cents a dose. Now, he loves remdesivir, which has got patents, and it's 900 a dose. So there might be a connection there.
Yeah, I think there's a connection there. I used to really like him, and I've kind of waned on that.
Yeah, he's
so
pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm just not trusting. I have great doctors. I'm a hypochondriac, and my doctors are very cool, and I've been asking them, and they're all about the other meds, the cheaper meds. So,
yeah.
But anyway, stay safe. I can't wait for you to get out. Go out to eat outside. It's a nice feeling. And get a straw, and then you can sip your wine from under, you know, under your mask. That's what my guests were doing the other day.
Oh, okay. That was good advice. All right. Well, Rhonda Shear, everybody go to rhondashear.com. Take a look at her great fashion empire. I watch her on the Home Shopping Network. And the book. Yeah, get the book, Up All Night, her great book.
And get the masks. We're going to have them online, rhondashear.com, in sequins. You could be the first guy in New York City with a sequined mask.
That's what you think. They're already around here. I'd be like number 7,000 on the list. It's New York City. Don't worry. I've already been beaten to that.
I'll have to get you some fun ones. I will. I really have to send you some. I'll find out how to do that. You'll love it.
All right. rhondashear.com. Rhonda Shear, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
All right. Bye. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. So Mayor de Blasio, the worst mayor ever in the history of New York, the worst mayor in America, he goes on the Sunday morning show with Maria Bartiromo to talk about how great he's doing. Watch Maria Bartiromo slap him around with his numbers, statistics, and what a mess he's made of everything. It's a pretty good confrontation. Oh, you love this. This is really funny. This is George Carlin on people's crazy fear of germs and viruses. It fits in so well today. Also, watch this. Joe Biden has a history of lying way beyond any other politician. This guy, I'm talking about years ago, all through his campaign, he's been caught in the biggest, worst lies. Watch this. This is from millions of years ago. This is ABC News, CBS, NBC, catching him in these huge lies. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, coming up in the next hour, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. Also, we'll get to reopening. Connecticut reopens tomorrow. Stores, restaurants, things reopen in Connecticut tomorrow. Supposed to be hairdressers, but they've postponed that for probably till June 1st. The hair salons need more time to get set up, plexiglass between stations, spread things out, that kind of stuff. Mayor de Blasio, who's just no clue what's going on, is just like a chicken with his head cut off running around, was talking in September. Now he's being pressured by all these other states who are reopening. He's talking about some partial something reopening in June, so we'll see what happens there. NYPD... and him, the relationship. We'll get to that after the news. We'll get to what else is opening up. We'll get to New Jersey, the rest of America. I can't believe it. It's Memorial Day weekend this weekend. How did that happen? Anyway, we'll be back after the news. Lots to get to. Don't forget Rush from noon to 3. You got Sean Hannity, 3 to 6. You got Buck Sexton at 6. But hey, by the way, if you're home now listening, you don't have to use the radio. You can use the radio, but you can also listen to us on your smart speaker, or you can download the iHeart app. Just put it on your phone or tablet. You can always listen to us there. Back after the news on 710 WOR.